We have come together this evening at the beginning of Lent to receive the ashes. The ashes that we receive are a symbol of death. They are a symbol, as we will hear, as they are placed on our foreheads, that we are dust, and unto dust we will return. So before we receive the ashes tonight, it's a good time to ask ourselves, if I had to make an accounting to the Lord tomorrow for how I have lived my life, what would I say? Perhaps you are standing at a crossroad in your life. Maybe you know that something needs to change to get back on the right path. And the answer to that question that is provided by Ash Wednesday is to take the road that leads to the cross. The road that leads to the cross is normally one that we would prefer to shy away from. The world teaches us that suffering is a bad thing. It's to be avoided at all costs. But embracing the cross is what we should do as Christians because it is what Jesus did. It is a trial. It means suffering. But it is a purifying trial, a purifying suffering. The cross in the ancient world was a symbol of death. It was a symbol of terror. The Romans used it to keep people in line. So just as the ashes tonight are a symbol of death. But we also know that the cross was not the end of the story. The cross, though an instrument of death, actually brought about life. The wood of Christ's cross blooms to life eternal. The resurrection and new life are the end of the story. And so the same can be said for Christians who embrace the road to the cross. Tonight, as you come forward to receive these ashes and then receive our Lord in Holy Communion, I would encourage you to ask God to reveal to you where you need a course correction and where you need to be traveling the road to the cross. All throughout the season of Lent, on the Sundays of Lent, we're going to be talking about this road to the cross in our homily series called Crossroads. And I would encourage you to join us for that series, to join us for the 5 Sundays of Lent as we delve more deeply, drill further down into what it means to embrace Jesus' cross as we travel through our lives. At the end of Mass tonight, we will have some of our prayer partners available for you to pray with at a station here in front of the statue of St. Joseph and also stations in the back of the church near the rear confessionals. They're there if you would like to pray with them for whatever intentions you might have. They're there to pray for you if you would prefer to receive prayer. It's an opportunity for us to gather with our fellow traveler on the road to pray and to ask God to bless our intentions. So my friends, today as we come forward to receive the ashes, let us ask our Lord that we might travel with him on the road of the cross through the suffering of this life, to the glory of his resurrection.